One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discordant Radio.
Here in Vancouver.
Here are a new take on the 30-year legacy of Discordant Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discordant Radio.
Discordant.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM, 4 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discordant Radio. Wade here, as always, along with my co-host, CJ the DJ. Pushing the buttons, turning the knobs, doing his thing, producing the show. Fresh off of Brazil's embarrassing 7-1 loss to Germany out of the World
Cup. Spoiler alert. Sorry, Wade, just to bust your intro there.
No, everybody, come on, everybody was watching this game. The whole world should know. Colossal loss for Brazil. Happy for Germany, but sad for the state of the World Cup. But this is not a soccer show. It is a music show. But then again, soccer is related to pop culture. And we like to cover pop culture here on Discordant Radio as well. Lots of pop culture happening in and around Vancouver over the next week. We're going to talk about lots of that over the next 60 minutes. But in the meantime, we'll kick it off right now with a band that is kicking off the Cats and Lions Festival this Saturday on our own CITR stage. It's Felix Thunderbird, All Right, on Discordant Radio. CITR 101.9. Yes, indeed, it is All Right by the band Phoenix Thunderbird, who are kicking off the Cats Lionel Festival, at least on our stage. We're very proud to be bringing to you one of eight amazing stages that is going to be popping up on 4th Avenue this coming Saturday, July the 12th, for what I believe is the 4th annual Cats Lionel Fest. 100,000 people down in Kitsilano on 4th last summer on Saturday, July the 13th. CJ, you and I were there. It was a crazy, crazy day.
It was sweltering and beautiful and loud.
Yes, expect more of that. times, I'm not sure how many more times this year, but looking at the musical lineup, it is, my phone was going off the charts here. In case you're wondering what that is, it means fear of missing out. And I'm fearful that I miss out on lots of great stuff because there's just basically every single street from Burrard all the way to McDonald along 4th. So it includes Cypress, Maple, Vine, Yew, Balsam, Larch, Trafalgar, and McDonald all have their own stage set up at the cross streets. And every single, from basically noon until about 7, 8 o'clock on Saturday, is amazing live music. And I'm not sure where to begin. But so I guess the best place to start with would be our own stage, the one we are promoting, the one we're sponsoring, the one we're presenting, I should say, the Cypress stage at Cypress and 4th, which will be kicked off by those guys right there, Phoenix Thunderbird. So many other great acts on the bill. Where to begin? I mean, we've got the headliner is going to be, I guess they're calling it the Poppy Family Experience. Poppy Family was a band from the 1970s featuring Susan and Terry Jacks. Terry Jacks of Seasons in the Sun fame. They're going to be playing alongside the New Pornographers and Destroyer and Black Mountain as part of this reformed Poppy Family Experience. We've got the Grapes of Wrath are going to be there. Humans, Young Liars, Rika, New Sensei, Jay Arner, Tough Age, Rock Milo, Fashion Show, just the list goes on and on and on and on. And we're very, some more, okay, well, might as well share some more that on this list. Shred Kelly, Good for Grapes, Moo, Wild North, Wayward Hearts, Sly Business, Mac Pontiac. There's just, the lineup, there's got to be close to 100 bands that are playing. It's going to be an incredible day. If you're in the city on Saturday, make sure you get down for the Catsalano Festival on 4th Avenue. It's all free. It's all fun. Make sure you bring lots of sunscreen, lots of water.
And don't forget that CITR will be live broadcasting from the Cypress stage. So if you're around town and you missed out, tune in to our station and you'll be able to hear the bands playing on our stage.
There you go. Now, we're doing the live broadcast from noon to 6. Is that correct?
Potentially.
Okay.
Definitely noon.
Is that no spoiler alert right there?
Definitely starting at noon, but not sure if you're going up to 6, but probably.
CJ and myself will be doing part of that broadcast along with some other our friends and colleagues here at CITR, and we are very excited about this amazing lineup on the Cypress stage, which includes, as we mentioned off the top, Phoenix Thunderbird. We also are going to hear from Sunday Morning. They're playing at 2 o'clock. Inherent Voices. Inherent Vices, I should say, at 3 o'clock. Young Brazed at 5. Holy Hum at 6. They're going to be headlined by, we'll save that for after we play the band that's playing at 4 o'clock. So these guys are on at 4 o'clock, and we'll come back with a little surprise track by the headliner. In the meantime, this is Cool Band with the track Saffron. 4 o'clock sharp on the Cypress stage this Saturday. They will be there. And you're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. We'll be right back. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Saffron by Cool. They are playing the CITR stage at 4 o'clock on Saturday at the Catalina Festival. The headliner is this little ditty right here. But this is one of the songs that hopefully we'll hear from Crystal Dorval, also known as White Poppy. This is the track Green and Green. Be sure to check out this Saturday at Catalina Fest on the CITR stage. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
This year's Girls Rock Camp Showcase takes place Saturday, July 12th at the Rio Theater at 1 p.m. It will feature eight new bands of 8 to 17-year-old girls that formed and wrote original songs at a five-day summer camp. Girls Rock Camp is a social profit organization that works to build self-esteem in female-identified youth through music creation and performance. Tickets are $10 at Audiopile and at Red Cat Records or online at girlsrockcampvancouver.ca. This could be the funniest, cutest, and weirdest show you'll see all year.
August issue of Discorder is here. Be sure to pick up a copy around town or check it out online at discorder.ca and catch features on Pat Locke, Dirty Spells, Horses Records, The Beelines, and so much more. Also be sure to peep the Discorder playlist, now available through SoundCloud. And a very special thank you to this issue's advertisers, Audiopile Records, CCEC Credit Union, Catalano Street Party, LiveVan.com, the Ponderosa Festival, the Queer Arts Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Rifflandia, the Media Club, Vancouver Fetish Weekend, Vancouver Fringe Festival, Vancouver Queer Film Festival, the Victory Square Block Party, and Vinyl Records.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Continue our little segment here on the bands that are playing the CITR stage this Saturday at Catalina Festival. This is Young Brazed, Life is Good, on Discorder Radio.
Was it inside job, inside the Porsche 911? Crows, molding, yosin, what this shit you doing? Buying your wings, buying no shit. Man, this is stupid shit. Me, I be hanging with my crew and shit. Trying to get down with the girls that Google shit. Maneuvering straight through manure shit. Me, I'm on some newer shit. Dog, like I just left the uterus. You motherfuckers so flawless, bitch. Brittany Murphy, Alicia Silverstone, Stacey Dash, Donald Faison. Man, that shit don't face him. Donald from Baby Dashing and Racing. I'm Dame Dash, dipping and raising. Lost it, yo. The 07 Michael Caine, I am flawless. Got this, flossing, but I ain't even floss yet. Man, look at me grow, witness the progress. I'm finna blow his good eyes back. Man, life is good, homie, I ain't even gave it thought yet. Only hard knocks are the ones that'll drop. Nah, girl with the C-punk hair and the black long dress. I know you worship cause my John's blessed. yo. Every time I hear you start to rap it, man, I yawn, yes. Synchronized, open mouth like we finna tongue kiss. Stay sharp like the teeth on the jaws fish. Great white hype is in the building, I'm a strong threat. The most likes in the motto rap contest. Who else gonna bring that motherfucking rawness? Gotcha. Wetter than the Loch Ness. Sippin' on a Monster, man, we ain't even talk yet. Monster mashed potato head concepts. Young Frank the Demon Butcher shop like John Depp. In the Caribbean on a bomb sesh with strong sets. Is what I'm thinking every time I play a long set. Stay scheming like Drake Montana and Ross next to me at a Montana steak sending long tears. Talking Nike draft fits, it's a fly knit, sponsor flash if you can't buy shit. Unisex style, motherfucker cool, keep up in that vice shit. The dress code, Da Vinci and the Renaissance. Depeche mode, I am enjoying the silence. But the west coast stay lined with these sirens. Close your eyelids, let me take you on an odyssey. I'll be the pilot, I know you like it. I'm so Iris, young Homer in a Honda. Apple iPhone pages for pirates.
Wonder cannot be hid. Don't look to the distant future. We're living the golden age. We took flight, but we want more. This world has lost its charm. We need a change. Highest tower, fall into the boldest empire.
who I've been, who I've been.
We're back on Discorder Radio. That was the Tourist Company from Vancouver, featured in last month's Discorder issue, the June issue. And the track was called Irrepressible Future. Real fun, fresh, happening, light sound there.
I like it. I like it a lot.
I do. And I you know what? Apparently promoters like it as well, because these guys are going to be very busy this summer, including this Saturday at Cats Line. We've been talking lots about that up to this point. They're playing the Peak stage at Balsam and Fourth. We're gonna hopefully hear from a band later in the show that'll be headlining that stage. But yeah, Tourist Company also will be playing the Ponderosa Festival, which is happening in the Okanagan on the second last weekend of the summer. And rumor has it we're gonna be speaking to Kia from. He's one of the organizers of the Ponderosa Festival. We had the pleasure of meeting him at the Electric Owl a few months ago at, was it the Louise Burns show, I think we met
him at? It was the Louise Burns
show. One of the great things about all these shows that happen in Vancouver, just having a chat with the person next to you, you find out how are you involved in the scene, or you just kind of having a bit of a chat with people, and you learn about some incredible, talented people doing really amazing things, and that's how we just happen to stumble upon this guy, and they've got a fantastic festival happening. Lady Hawk's going to be playing, Reef Shark, The Funk Hunters, No Sinner, Jay Malinowski and the Dead Coast, Gay 90s, and these guys who we're going to play, from some of them. Actually, we keep tickling the fancy. You know what? CJ is so good that he can just bring, we can just find it like that, and we'll get something up right about now. So how about, we're going to do this whole, we're going to change things up right now and do this on the fly. Tourist Company is playing the Peak stage this Saturday at Catalina Fest, and that stage will be headlined by these guys called Good for Grapes, who we had the pleasure of interviewing last year when they played the Block Party. But here we are right now with the track Skipping Stone, Good for Grapes, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Be careless and free on this road. Yeah, well, my sins are bound to me, I was told. Yeah, I can't escape.
and I'm useless name.
Oh yeah, good stuff there. Really good stuff. That was Skipping Stones from the band Good for Grapes from their album Man on the Page. Good for Grapes, we had the distinct pleasure of meeting them last September at the Welcome Back Barbecue.
Sorry, I corrected you right, and then I had to correct myself. Oh,
and now I'm getting corrected. Corrections happening left, right, and center here in the studio.
Block Party with Anxio Jam and Mord Fustang.
Last April. Right.
Time flies.
Time does fly. And for those not kind of in the dark what we're talking about, every 6 months, UBC throws this huge bash. It's always here in McInnes Field, right across from our CITR studios.
Rest in peace, McInnes Field.
Well, that's what they keep saying. They keep bringing it back. I've celebrated the last McInnes Jam at least three times now. We've been a part of at least four or five broadcasts. It's always one in April and one in September. And I have to admit, I'm constantly getting them mixed up. One's called the Welcome Back Barbecue. One's called the Block Party. They're basically the same thing. One is the last day of school. One is the first Friday of school. But all in all, regardless, great music, and it gives us a great chance to meet some bands and, in the UBC umbrella, and we get a chance to hang out with Good for Grapes.
Who, yeah, of course, are playing Castellano and Ponderosa.
And many other festivals. We're actually going to have our special festival correspondent, Valerio, joining us in about 20 minutes' time. We're going to do a bit of a festival. We're going to do a bit of a festival preview with Valerio. And he's going to tell us a bit about some other festivals that Good for Grapes is playing this summer. And good for them for just being out there. They were just, just scratching at the surface when we met them a little over a year ago. And they're killing it right about now. Headlining the Peak Stage, nonetheless, on Saturday at Catalina Festival. The same stage that Tours Company, who we heard prior to Good for Grapes, will be playing at as well. We've been looking forward to Catalano and all the great stuff that's happening this summer. One thing we'd like to do in the show is always take a moment to reflect on the week that was. It was a very busy week. We went from June to July, spring to summer.
I couldn't say anything different. I went from beer to beer.
Okay, fair enough. How did you? First of all, belated Happy Canada Day.
Thank you.
How did you spend our national holiday? Oh. Full disclosure, folks, we did a show on Canada Day. We actually pre-recorded it so we could go out and get amongst the Canada Day Canadian festivities.
I believe you spent some time watching Said the Whale.
That I did, yes. I was going to save that. I was going to let you share your story first. But
mine was very simple. I just hung out with friends and had a barbecue.
Okay. Did you play some Canadian music at the barbecue?
Not quite.
Were you wearing red and white?
Don't really have any red.
Oh, CJ, you're disappointing me.
Sorry, bro.
Wow.
I'm a multicultural person. I don't have...
Our relationship's birthday is the time when you... Like, I've got so much... You should just ask me. I've got three pairs of Canada socks. Whoa. I've got two Canada bandanas. I've got Canada hockey jerseys. I would have gladly lend you any or many of these things.
Well, next time.
Things to be figured out before next July 1st. That's still a good 51 weeks away. But one of the things that I got to do, CJ mentioned, was see Said the Whale. They headlined a free show. I got to hand it to Canada Place. They put on a great event. There was not only the main stage, which had Said the Whale and the Paperboys, I forget who was the another band that I saw that we had on Discord Radio a few months ago. I'm totally drawing a blank. Sorry to the two. They played at 2 o'clock on Canada Day.
Okay, let's see.
In the meantime, while we're trying to figure that out,
the Paperboys.
Yeah, they played before Said the Whale, and then before that was
Florence K, Ellie Milner.
Before that,
Children of Takaya, Drum Cafe, no. Showstoppers.
Well, there you go. Those are some of the bands that played on Canada Day on the main stage. The main stage set up right in front of Canada Place, right on the road. There was also a lumberjack show that was going on another stage. There was some smaller kiddie stages. It was just a fun festive event. I bumped in a bunch of CITR people, saw lots of friends. Everyone was wearing red and white. It was a real festive day. It was great. I'm so happy to be to be part of a city that puts such a high value on celebrating public space and bringing people together. This was the largest Canada Day celebration in the entire country outside of the nation's capital. Bigger than Montreal and bigger than Toronto, and we only have a third of the population of those cities. So, way to go, Vancouver. And headline it all for us was these guys who are one of Vancouver's proudest up-and-coming indie staples, I guess you could say. Not even up-and-coming anymore. They're here. They're here to stay. Said the Whale. This is Weight of the Season from their new album, Hawaii. They did a great job on Canada Day. We're going to let you hear from them right about now. Said the Whale on Discord Radio on CITR.
That I miss when it's gone. It's the weight of the season. Darkness down pressing on me.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Said the Whale headlined the free Canada Day stage at Canada Place. Lots of Canadianisms going on there. That track was called Weight of the Season from the album Hawaii. They did a great job on Canada Day. Happy to have them as the headlining act for our national festive holiday. Moving along in the show right now, we've talked a lot about Kat Solano. We have, again, Valerio, our festival correspondent, will be coming up shortly. We also want to talk about, on July 1st, Canada Day, when Said the Whale performed, was the same day that the brand new Discorder Slashy issue was released.
/.
It is the July/August issue. Doesn't have nearly as cool a name as the Jan-Sember issue, which comes out over the holidays. However, nonetheless, the July/August/issue was released on Canada Day, and it's a great looking cover, as always. One of the last covers that Jazz Halloran, our departing art director, was responsible for. Pick it up at music venues, cafes, coffee shops all over town. It is Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly. Mm-hmm. It is basically our parent publication. Discorder Radio was born out of Discorder Magazine, Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly, for 31 years. Very proud to be a part of it. And one of the bands featured this month. In, sorry, did you have something you wanted to say, CJ?
I just wanted to welcome our new art director, Svez Jung, who's been on our show a couple of times. And great job on this issue with Jazz Halloran. And goodbye to him, too.
Yes.
Been good times with him so far.
Yes, thank you, Jazz, for all
Jazz
your great efforts.
Halloran.
And Svez, we're happy to have you on board. We will be, I'm sure, hearing more from Svez in the near future. And maybe even get a... Is Jazz long gone?
He'll be around.
Okay, maybe get one...
People in this town are...
This is true. This is true. He gave us a very, very impassioned... speech on stage at the Reformat Lounge. So maybe when he...
As well as an impassioned note in last month's issue.
Oh, I did not get a chance to glance at it, but I look forward to. Speaking of the issues, that is, you know, not that we have issues in Discord Radio, but we have the July issue, the physical copy, page 50. There's a great little story written by Elijah Teed on the band Beelines, featuring drummer Bruce Dick, bassist Todd Taylor, and frontman vocalist Ryan Dick. And yes, they are related. And Beelines haven't had an album out for the last 5 years. They are back now with this new release. And we're going to play some music from the Beelines right about now as our Discorder magazine Discorder feature here on Discorder Radio. So without further ado, let's spin a bit of the Beelines. Discorder Radio, CITR 1019. This is Nervous Laughter. Sounding a bit like the Sex Pistols there. That is Nervous Laughter from Vancouver's Beelines, featured this month in Discorder Magazine.
Excellente.
Excellente. It's Discorder Radio. We've got about 15, 16 minutes left in the show. Still lots to cover. It's summertime. There's always lots of stuff happening. We want to thank the bands and friends that have either reached out to us through our Facebook page, Discorder Radio, through Twitter, Discorder Radio. Through our email, discorder.radio@citr.ca. I'm not sure how this came to us, but we know Emily Bach, a.k.a. Emily Punchkick Dance, of the band Dirty Spells. She's housemates with the ex-editor-in-chief, Laurel Borelman, of Discorder Magazine. And she sent me a message on one of the many communication mediums and say, hey, we've got a brand new EP coming out. We want you guys to come to our album release. Unfortunately, CJ and I were in Victoria at the National Campus Radio Conference trying to further our knowledge of National Campus Radio-ness. So we couldn't attend, but we wanted to thank her for the invitation and play a track off their brand new EP right about now. CJ, did you want to add anything here? I feel like I'm kind of hogging the mic on this one, because you know Emily as well.
I do, but and I guess it's important to point out that Emily plays the violin, the electric violin, which is super cool. Mm. It's one of the coolest instruments I've ever seen. It's like chrome black or matte black and like curved in weird ways and excellent. Yeah. And it really stands out in their new track, which you're going to play now, which is Causeway Cannibal.
And from their brand new EP, which is called Teeth.
All right, Dirty Spouts on
Discorder Radio.
Discorder Radio.
It's the ITR.
101.9 FM.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
track there from Dirty Spells. Wow. Causeway Cannibal.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, a bit of a new, a bigger, newer, more anthemic sort of sound from Dirty Spells. New direction sounds like they're going off this new EP called Teeth. Thanks again to Emily Punchkick Dance for not only playing that kick-ass electric violin, but for inviting us to their album release and in encouraging us to, or I guess enlightening us about their new album and encouraging us to play some of their stuff. So good stuff. We look forward to hearing from more of them in the near future. Once again, Dirty Spells from Vancouver. So we've only got about another 10 minutes to go. There's a gentleman who's been hanging out at CITR for the last couple months. He actually did a fantastic job of filling in back on June the 2nd, the first Discord radio show that CJ and I could not attend in over 2 years. That's how dedicated we are to this time slot, people, okay? We haven't missed a show in 2 years, but we had to miss it because we were in Victoria at the National Campus Radio Conference. But our fine friend from Italy stepped in our place, and he's here once again. Welcome back to Discord Radio, Mr. Valerio.
Hey, thank you very much.
Hola. Hello. How do you say hello?
Ciao. Very easy.
Ciao. Grazie.
Si, prego. Yes.
Prego. Very nice. So, Valerio, while you've been hanging out with us here at CITR, you're very keen on the festival circuit.
Yes.
Speaking of festivals, by the way, we got some humans in the background. They're also playing this weekend at Catalano Fest. Yes, they are. 4 o'clock this Saturday. So we're going to have Humans as our festival theme music. They're a great little summer festival band. As Valerio is going to tell us about some of the other festivals that we can expect to see this very exciting summer here in Vancouver.
I'm fine, thanks. I'm very exciting for this summer. There are many, many events in Vancouver and around Vancouver.
Is this going to be your first full summer in Vancouver? Is this going to be your first full summer in Vancouver?
No. It's my third.
Okay.
But every summer different to me, like the first.
Nice. Well, hopefully it's like, the Star Wars sequel, and it keeps getting better and better. If you think Return of the Jedi was the best Star Wars movie, I don't know, a bit of an obscure reference, but hopefully it keeps getting better and better. Your third summer here in Vancouver. So what are some of the things that you are most excited about that you'd like to share with the Discord Radio listeners?
Well, this year back the Memberton Music Festival, which last year was not.
That's true. Actually, it wasn't around for the last 5 years. It was here in 2008. Oh. This is before the Sea to Sky Highway had four lanes. This is a two-lane highway. It was a total cluster. I can't even say that word in the air, but you know what I'm talking about.
Cluster shucks.
Yes. It was taking the average car 8 hours to get from Vancouver to Pemberton. It was just total chaos. So they didn't have it for 5 years, but now it's back.
Yeah, and this year will be for like 5 days.
Excellent.
From Wednesday, July 16th to Sunday, July 20th. And there are a lot of big artists like Nine Inch Nails, Outkast, Soundgarden, Frank Ocean.
Huge names. And let's also not forget there's a lot of local Vancouver acts playing as well, like Dear Rouge and Dan Deacon, Zola's. Lots of local bands going to be playing that one as well as some of the big names.
Yeah.
Pemberton, that's happening. What weekend is that happening?
Wednesday, July 16th to Sunday, July 20th. So next week.
Excellent. Okay, what else is on the list?
Vancouver Folk Music Festival, the Festival of Vancouver, from July 18th to July 20th.
So if you have FOMO like me, it's going to be tough next weekend because they got two festivals going on. They're not even like they're close by. Pemberton to Vancouver is not all that close. So I'm going to have to decide between the two. I'm probably going to go to Vancouver Folk Fest because we are doing a CITR tabling event there. But who are some of the events that are, some of the bands are playing at Folk Fest?
Vancouver Folk Music Festival this year proposed James Hill, Typhoon.
Very cool.
And much others. Big.
Yes, Joan Baez, the classic 60s singer-songwriter. She's going to be one of the headliners. Born Ruffians, who won the Canadian Juno for a new group. They're going to be there as well. So that'll be great, happening next weekend at Jericho Beach Park, the Vancouver International Folk Music Festival. And myself and CJ will be there.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. What else is happening in the coming weeks?
There is another very interesting festival that I discovered just during this festival searching. 22nd annual Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival.
Yes.
So in Salmon Arm,
which is in Okanagan.
It's probably it's northern Okanagan. I don't know if it's still Okanagan, but over above Kelowna.
Yes, but it's about a 2-hour drive north of Kelowna.
Yeah. And there are a lot of names here. Good for Grapes.
Good for Grapes, again, the name keeps coming up in the show. We're playing Catalano Fest.
Ian Tyson.
Ian Tyson, very cool.
John Jed Roy.
Nice.
Rolla Oak.
Yes.
The Sea Days in the Shed.
Lots of big names. That's all happening. What weekend is that happening?
This will be August 15th, 16th, and 17th.
So excellent.
In the middle of August.
Cool.
Month.
And that is the Salmon Arm Blues and Roots Fest. You know, that's still a few weeks away. I know we have a few others you want to talk about. We're kind of running out of time. So I'll tell you, we're going to bring you back next week. We're going to finish talking
for
about
sure.
What other ones that are going on. But in the spirit of festival season, the one that's coming up next week and the one we're most excited about because it's so close, this Saturday, Catalano Festival. About 100 bands going to be lining 4th Avenue between McDonald and Burrard. And the headliners is a band called the Poppy Family, which you may recognize this little ditty from. Oh, yeah. Sounds of the Poppy Family from 1970. The lead vocalist is Susan Jacks, and this weekend at Catalano Fest, she has joined up with Destroyer, Black Mountain, and members of the New Pornographers to form the new Poppy Family Experience, and they'll be headlining the McDonald's stage 7 o'clock this Saturday as part of Catalano Festival. One of the bands they're playing with, as I mentioned, is New Pornographers. This is their brand new track. It's called Brand Losers. Let's play it right now to close out the show. Come on, next is Andy's show, The City. Look forward to seeing you this weekend at Catalano Fest on 4th Avenue. For DJ CJ and Laura Wade, thanks for listening. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Send you back to stage 7.